Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today we have a story about a secret weapon possessed only by Israel. And the story goes like this. Once there was a meeting of many, many representatives of many, many different countries in the UN, and they were discussing who has the most powerful weapon. And each country bragged about their weapons. We have this, and we have that, and we have the other thing. And then finally came the turn of Israel. And all the other countries thought, well, Israel, you know, they're a small country. They couldn't possibly have a very powerful weapon. The representative from Israel got up and they said, we in Israel have the most powerful bomb in the world. And everybody looked very surprised and kind of scared. And the Israeli representative said, our bomb, more powerful than all the other bombs put together, is the Vidibarta bomb. And you shall speak of them, as we say in the Shema Yisrael, that Vishinantam Levanecha Vidibarta bomb, you shall teach your children Torah, and you shall speak of the words of Torah. Vidibarta bomb, you shall speak about them. And the word about them is pronounced bomb. This is the most powerful bomb. And of course, if a person is in the IDF, in the Israeli Defense Force, they have to actually use a gun and a tank and missiles and all the other weapons. But for us who are not in the IDF, we have to use the other bomb, the Vidibarta bomb. That is, that we are fighting in the same war on the side, of course, of the IDF. And when we learn Torah and do mitzvahs, that gives tremendous power to us and to every single Jewish person. So therefore, I'd like to encourage everybody to consider yourself as called up in the reserves of the IDF to do our part in this war. And it begins with Vidibarta bomb, speaking words of Torah, doing mitzvahs, especially mitzvahs that have to do with specifically protection, although all mitzvahs help protect the Jewish people, but there are some that our sages have picked out and told us that they are especially effective in protecting Jewish people, doing those mitzvahs ourselves, getting others to do those mitzvahs. And although this story is a made-up story, of course, there wasn't really such a meeting in the UN in which Israel said that our most powerful weapon is the Vidibarta bomb, but it should happen. And that is to say that the Jewish people should proudly say in front of the other nations that our most powerful weapon is really Torah and mitzvahs and our connection with Hashem. And this is what will give us success in this war, and hopefully this is the last war. But all of us need to be like soldiers from the first moment of the day till the end of the day, keeping in mind, although we have to do our regular thing of sleeping and eating and playing and everything else, but we are able to do so much with our learning of Torah and doing of mitzvahs. The Vidibarta bomb, the most powerful good weapon in the world, is ours. And we have to make sure to use it in order to be successful. May we hear good news in every way, in our personal lives and in the lives of all Jewish people who are one family and really one person, that every single Jew is really part of one family, really part of one body. And therefore, unfortunately, the terrible pain that we feel from the losses in Israel are our losses, and the great victory, God willing, that we will have, and all of this simcha that we will have will be also shared by all of us. May it happen immediately with the coming of Mashiach. And even if Chas v'Shalom Mashiach is delayed, may we be successful in the war and successful in all areas of serving Hashem with simcha and good news. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.